This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The biggest downgrade in American history is going from President Trump to Joe Biden, Captain Demento. And I want to talk about that today in the context of what is being deemed cancel culture. We went from winning to you know the thing to putting a, you might as well be a cross-burning member of the KKK into the office, because what the Democrats and Joe Biden have done for black people is insulting, demeaning, and flatly racist. Welcome to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I am Kevin Jackson, hard-hitting political pundit, proud American, proud father of four sons, one who remains at home, proud parent to four adopted boys who are doing spectacularly, living all over the world, three in France, one in China, and proud human being. Proud of the things that I espouse. I have nothing to cancel about myself. Nothing. I've commented pros and cons about conservatism, about leftism, which there isn't much pro in leftism, LGBT, heterosexual issues, it doesn't matter, feminism, manism, you name it. And it's all from a place of love of human beings. And if you want to cancel that out, good luck with that, because the only way it gets canceled is through my Heavenly Father. We talk about this thing called cancel culture. And let me tell you something, folks. You want to get your mind blown? No such thing. Doesn't exist. This so-called cancel culture movement has targeted Mr. Potato Head. It's targeted actress Gina Carano. I'm just giving you a few examples. The Mandalorian. I never watched it, but there you go. Cancel culture has targeted girls' sports. Boys and girls toys. Now, I'm not just talking about Mr. Potato Head. I'm talking about a host of other toys that are now deemed racist or sexist or whatever. I guess the only thing we're going to have left is Ken and Barbie, because Ken doesn't actually have the anatomical parts of a male. So he certainly fits what leftists would love to make us believe is what, that's what they want. That's the type of male they want to create, the eunuch. They've targeted clothing departments. I talked about this the other day, where you can't have boys and girls anymore, at least in California, Kate. They've targeted Mike Lindell because he dare give his support for a president. Let me ask you this. Who was ever targeted because they liked Obama? Who did we target and say, well, he just came out for Obama. Let's go target him. Will somebody explain it to me? Because I don't know anybody that said, yeah, man, I'm going to vote for Obama. Oh, my God, he's going to vote for Obama. Look at him. He appears with Obama. Let's target him. See, that's what children do. Goya Foods targeted a Hispanic man, for goodness sakes. Dr. Seuss. I'm just getting started, folks. How many things can you name that were targeted by the left because somebody dare open their mouths? How many celebrities? Remember when J-Lo made the comment, I think all lives matter. Ooh, how dare you say all lives matter when you're trying to mitigate with Black Lives Matter? And then they propagated the lie that thousands of black people are hunted down and killed every year by police when it's dozens. And it isn't that the police are hunting them down. It's black people doing bad things and cops having to respond, which is what they do. And now cops do their job, and guess what happens to them? They get persecuted. As Darren Wilson spent his life probably growing up saying, you know, I want to be a police officer. I want to give back to the community. It certainly isn't a job you're making a fortune at, teachers. It's a dangerous job, but he wanted to do it. And he did it in a little bitty community called Ferguson, Texas. And a thug took away his career. A thug and so-called cancel culture. Look at what's going on with this guy, Derek Chauvin. a friend of this guy, a friend of Floyd. I mean, as friendly as you can be, they were bouncers at the same club. They essentially have demonized this guy. Look, I don't have a dog in the fight, but I know this, the knee to the neck, the picture that they showed, that didn't kill George Floyd. Everybody now realizes it, but we got to wait for the city to burn, wait for the nation to burn. We got to be on pins and needles because it's going to be no justice, no peace, blah, 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 blah. Who knows what these self-indulgent whiners will target next, folks, in cancel culture. But I want you to think about cancel culture differently. That's why I'm talking about it. Cancel culture, the idea that somebody can target you and ruin your life. Is it possible? Sure, it's possible. But it is not possible in mass as if it's a culture. Oh, Kevin, look at these professors that come out and they say something bad, or like this lady at Smith College. We interviewed her. I'm going to talk more about her, but we did. We interviewed her. Charles loved it, my assistant executive director of Seek Me Educational Excellence. And she had amazing insights, but she's suing. One of my board members, Jason Hill, Dr. Jason Hill, a professor at DePaul University, gets targeted. He's suing DePaul. I can talk about my own personal situation, and I will here in a bit. But at the end of the day, they cannot cancel you. Over 80 million people voted for the conservative presidential nominee. That would be one Donald J. Trump, President Trump. And he won the election. I know with certainty that the majority of Americans, voting Americans, voted for the man who should be sitting in the Oval Office. I know it with certainty. I don't care what they say. I don't care that, oh, Kevin, your radio show thing won't get out if you tell the truth. I'm not going to not tell you the truth because my show might not get out. It'll get out in its own way. And here's what I know. I know you know. I know you know that what I just told you is the truth. I know with certainty that the majority of Americans feel the way we feel. Regardless of what leftists tell you in polls or in media or whatever drivel source that they give you, I know this. And I've asked a very simple question of many people over the last week or so, which is, how do you cancel 80 million voting age, mostly working Americans who decide they want to move to wherever they decide to move? How do you cancel that? Because I don't think you can. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And two, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. 5013.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
So I was talking again with Bob, and he sends me a note. He says, Kevin, how do you say Mel Torme has a better voice than Sinatra? And I said, I'm just say to Bob, I didn't say that. I said, there are people who have said it. I've heard them say it. I'm no expert in this stuff. I've listened to all these guys. We have this ongoing battle, me and Bob, about the crooners. Because I liked the crooners growing up as a kid. I used to mimic them. I would sing Engelbert Humperdinck songs. I'm going to go back to cancel culture in a second, but I want to address this issue with Bob. But I would sing Sinatra, start spreading the news, you know, whatever. I would mimic these guys in their voices. Dean Martin, everybody loves somebody sometime, you know, whatever. And it was a fun thing for me as a kid because I didn't have any distractions. I didn't have video games. I was in the country where we had 1.5 TV channels, you know, because we had 2.5 TV channels actually, but one of them would fuzz in and out. So you had to entertain yourself. So, man, when I would hear, watch these old shows, and they would have Engelbert Humperdinck, "So I sing you to sleep after the loving." I would try to do it. And I did voices. I was the Black Rich Little of Brady, Texas. I would do Jack Benny, and I would do Jimmy Stewart. I mean, all of them. I did them better than I'm doing now because I literally had them down. I met Rich Little in Vegas, and I actually broke out my voices on him. He looked at me like, "Get out of here." And his hair was dyed so black because Rich must have been 75 when I met him. But it was an idol to me, a guy that could do those kind of voices. Anyway, I'm not saying, look, I don't care whether you think Mel Torme was better, Bing Crosby, or whomever. But because Sinatra stands on his own, I want to make a movie about him. So, Bob, hang in there, man. We agree, Bob. And I hope Bob's friends are still listening to the program. So we're talking about cancel culture, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Gavin Newsom is in the process of being recalled. See, that's cancel culture, except we're not doing it out of spite. We're not doing it because Gavin Newsom said the wrong thing or did whatever. We're doing it because Gavin Newsom is a dictator. Gavin Newsom believes that the laws that apply to the other people that he sets for other people do not apply to him. And almost 2 million Californians are going, look, enough is enough. More than enough votes, they say. But here's the irony of the Gavin Newsom recall. The level of verification of legal voters is what he's looking. He wants to make sure that every vote is validated. Every signature is validated in the recall. But they don't want that in the election. See, this is what I'm talking about with leftism. It doesn't want to stand on its own. We've got cancel culture of Cuomo, Andrew Cuomo. Did we target Cuomo? As conservatives, did we go, you know what, he's a despot? No, we just said, hey, New York, you voted for him. And you know what happened? Somebody else, I don't know, powers bigger than us, decided, you know what, enough of Cuomo. They decided to cancel him. But it isn't because of he didn't support Trump or he supports Biden. It was because of who he is. I don't wish any... Look, people have to live in this world with the good and the bad. I want everybody to be able to earn a living. I don't think anybody should be targeted in this and never be able to work again or whatever. I just don't believe that. You have to deal with your issues, and I'm talking about people that have committed the worst of crimes. Once they've paid their dues or whatever, they got to be able to work. They got to be able to find happiness in whatever way. Because the cancel culture, I mean, I'll give you an example. They have these guys, pedophile sites, you know, where you can go and see who's in your neighborhood and all that. And we, you know, Melissa's on it all the time. To make sure that we know where these people are. But even those people, I wouldn't harass them. We know where they are. We would tell our kids, you know, or the neighborhood kids, don't go to that house. But I'm not going to go picket. Go make your living and do your thing. If you've served your time or done whatever it is you're supposed to do, and society has to allow people to redeem themselves. These group of leftists see us as worse than pedophiles, as worse than murderers and rapists, and we must be canceled. And as I said earlier, do it. Do you realize the power that you have? Let me give you the power that we have. Donald Trump has essentially made it clear that, and here's what he said, no more money for rhinos. They do nothing but hurt the Republican Party and our great voting base. They will never lead us to greatness. And he says, send the money to his PAC, and he will support the candidates that he wants. He has neutered Karl Rove, the entire rhino Republican establishment. Many of the leftists are going to be doing the same thing. Many of them are going to be supporting Trump, believe it or not. That's cancel culture. A guy saying, I'm not supporting them. That's not him targeting him. He's not going after McConnell necessarily. Go picket him. Go do this. Let's make sure he never works again. Let's make his life miserable. That's what the left wants to do to you. The minute you don't toe the line. You know how many people send me notes and say, yo, Kevin, I don't dare mention this at my job. I was talking to one of my main buddies, and he said to me, he says, yeah, man, they sent out a survey at my job asking me, do I feel like I can express myself freely at the job? And he goes, I was like, I'm not answering it. And I said, you should answer it. And you should say no. Now, we had a discussion about what is how do you comport yourself at your job versus you're not at your job? And it's different, but it isn't different. You're not wearing a quote mask at your job when you say, I'm going to handle things differently than I would as a regular human being. Like, for example, you wouldn't show up at your job the way you lounge around your house. You show up at your job with a level of professionalism, but that isn't you not being you. That's you putting yourself in a situation and saying, this is how I behave in this situation. It's like at a cocktail party, you don't treat it like it's a swim, a sleepover. So I said, you should answer the question. No, I do not. I come to work with the idea that I'm in a work environment and I'm only going to do this. I won't say and do the things that I might do otherwise. Now, if you're asking me, do I feel that I have the freedom to express myself politically and all this other stuff? The answer is still no. But here's the reason. I'm not going to blame you for it. It's because I don't talk about that. Now, and here's where it gets tricky because, it isn't that you're afraid. I mean, I think most people are, by the way. Most people are afraid to espouse their conservative values at the job. But when you see lefties doing it, what do? And that's where the conflict comes in. Do you cancel yourself out? And most people do. We'll be back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. the judge overseeing the trial of the former Minneapolis police officer accused of killing George Floyd is being asked to delay it. This comes after Floyd's family agreed to a $27 million settlement with the city of Minneapolis last week. Derek Chauvin's defense attorney, Eric Nelson, expressing concern that the news of the settlement would impact jurors already selected to hear the case and those who could be chosen. White House officials say nearly 30% of adults in the United States have received at least one dose of a coronavirus vaccine.
Over the last 7 days, we're now averaging 2.4 million shots per day.
Top White House COVID advisor Andy Slavitt reiterating President Biden's goal that every American should be able to receive a vaccine by May 1st, and they will be free for everyone. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Gasoline prices have increased a quarter over the last 3 weeks, according to industry analyst Trilby Lundberg. Lundberg telling USA Radio News there are several reasons for the increase, supply, and of course, the prices of crude oil.
That accounts for more than half of this price hike at the pump. Higher crude oil prices and also the supply of gasoline way down because of the idling of a lot of refining capacity during last month's cold snap, extreme cold and power outage.
The national average for a gallon of gasoline now $2.87. With 10 nominations, Mank, a black and white immersion into old Hollywood, leads the nominees for the 93rd Academy Awards, setting up an odd Oscars celebration following a year when movies were largely exiled from theaters. The ceremony will be held April 25th, 8 weeks later than originally planned because of the coronavirus pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Talking about cancel culture. Talked about Gavin Newsom being recalled, being canceled, but for the right reasons. He's a tyrant. Talk about Cuomo's woes. Who's canceling him? It's not the conservative movement. It's his own people, but rightfully so. They've gotten fed up. When you look at cancel culture, you say to yourself, oh, they just took care of Mr. Potato Head and Mr. Dr. Seuss and all that. Okay, fine. If you want to buy into the idea that these things have been canceled, good for you. I still call Mr. Potato Head Mr. Potato Head. I'm going to treat Mr. Potato Head with some respect. Okay? Are you going to change? Is Dr. Seuss gone for you, or is it more emblazoned in your brain? It's more emblazoned for me. Oh, Kevin, you can't buy his books. I dare you to tell me you can't buy a Dr. Seuss book. I dare you. You might pay more for it, but you can buy it. They're not getting rid of Dr. Seuss. You think it's going out of print? Gina Carano landed on her feet because Shapiro brought her over into his movie thing, whatever that's going to be. Is James Woods been canceled? Hollywood may not make a movie with him, but I tell you what, I still watch James Woods movies and I love his tweets, and he's an idol to me. I may never meet him, but he's an idol. How much are they canceling? Do you feel canceled? Because the only way you can feel canceled is if you're in fear. I asked the other, before the end of the last segment, if you were at your job and they ask you, can you speak freely? I would venture to tell you most conservatives would say, no, I can't. Now, I wouldn't talk politics at the job. Unless, you know, I'm sitting around the break room and guys are asking me this or that. And by the way, it happened when I was in engineering and we talked politics. It just turned out I lived in Texas and most people agreed with me. We were all sane. We weren't brain-dead, moronic, idiot zombies like most Democrat leftists. So we did talk it. But yeah, and to be blunt, if I had a job in corporate America, I would talk it. I would be like, yeah, I was for Trump. Yeah. In other words, I'm going to do my job to the degree that my politics don't matter. Maybe I'm the leader. Go ahead, target me. See what happens. When I leave your company, you lose a resource. I'm not some cog in the wheel. I'm going to be somebody that you depend on, that you care about. You want their opinions. You want their product. You want their brain power. You think there are people at a company that cannot be fired? I'm going to tell you right now, there are. I've worked in almost every industry. I'll tell you this. There is a guy who runs an oil platform, a drilling platform for BP or ExxonMobil or some company, and I guarantee you he can say whatever the heck he wants to say politically, and he will not be fired. Now, he can't sexually harass and do stupid stuff, but if he said, yeah, I'm totally pro-Trump. Yeah, I love Trump. I can't stand anybody who doesn't like Trump. When they need him on that platform, they better have him there. There are people in jobs. There are doctors who are eminently qualified to do what they do. Very few people can do what they do. They can say what they want. You want to get after him, get after him. But you know what? Their community goes, no, leave him alone. He's an untouchable. Conservatives, you are untouchables. You don't know it. You're the most important people at your job. There's more of you than there are the knuckleheads. You want to know why I know? Because you got a job. You're working. There's more of you. You shut your mouths because you're the type of people that say, I don't really think that this is something we need to discuss at work. Leftists come in, discuss their sex lives with their boyfriends or girlfriends, with their animals or whatever it is, and we just go, wow, and we walk away. We leave the break room. HR should step in and say, what has that got to do with your job? But we've gone away from that. Now, it's no longer about excellence in your job. It's about how many people they can hire that have a level of intersectionality that keeps the DOJ, Department of Labor, or the EEOC off their backs. But we believe there's a cancel culture because they tell us there is. You do the wrong thing and we'll get rid of you. Kevin, it happened to you, right? Yeah, it did. I'm a perfect example of cancel culture. Ask me if I care. Yes, I lost a fat box deal. Lots of money. Made my family have to completely restructure how we do things. Because it was nice to know that money was there. Ask me if I care. Would I sell myself out for that money? You got your answer. No, I wouldn't. They canceled me, but they didn't cancel me. Fox hasn't done anything to me. Okay, Kevin, you haven't been on Fox. So what? That's their prerogative. Oh, man, don't get me started. I still do media. We've got our own TV channel popping up. Here's what I want you to imagine. I want you to imagine if 80 million people who voted for Donald Trump just once a month said, let's give a dollar to every cause that means something to us. We're going to give a dollar to education. I mean every day, not a month. $30 a month. If 80 million people said, I'm going to give a dollar a day to some cause, $80 million a day goes to fight against sexualization in schools, to fight against critical race theory, to go fight against, you know, climate change BS or whatever, and mounted a massive campaign, a whole different strategy, what would it do? It was just amazing. What kind of power would we wield? Conservatives complain about Facebook putting them in Facebook jail, and the same is true of Twitter, Instagram, all of them. We complain about Google, YouTube censorship. They continue to shut down conservatives routinely, folks, and I predicted it years ago. Now you finally believe it. And as a result, all these alternative media platforms emerged. You got at least a dozen different platforms. I'm on PolitiChatter, which is the one I favor the most. If you do go there, tell them that I sent you. Hashtag KJN, Kevin Jackson Network. The reason why I chose PolitiChatter is because they're going to go public. They're the only one I know that said, we're going public. And as soon as we get to 10,000 paying members, it's $100 a year, we're going public. It's the opportunity to be at the ground floor of what might be the next Facebook. So I made a bet, $100 bet. Spreely guys treated me really nicely, said, Kevin, come over. We'll, you know, give you some people to take a look at and hopefully do blah, blah, blah. They're struggling right now, but, you know, it's I think it's a viable platform. I think they're one of the best in terms of marketing, but I don't know who's going to survive. I put my money on PolitiChatter. Gab, Parlay, MeWe, Library, Telegram. I mean, there's dozens. Why? Because the market said, let's move away. These guys have chased us away. And the market responded. That's what conservatism is about. But here's the thing. Do any of these platforms, whose intentions are as great as they may be, make a dent in Twitter or Facebook as of right now? Have 80 million people jumped off of Facebook and said, I'm going to go over here and support this particular platform? And the answer is no. Some of it has to do with the technology of the platforms. I'm not blaming everybody listening to the program, The Kevin Jackson Show. TheKevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255 if you want to give us a call. But that's part of it. But the bigger reason is conservatives complain a lot, but we do little to change things. Now, I'm going to get after you a little bit because this is tough love. I love you. I truly love this audience. I truly love what we are trying to change. There are days, I got up the other day, I was having a conversation with God, and I said, God, if I push the envelope to the level that I do, it could impact my kids, particularly my younger son, because he's a blueprint of me. This kid is, I told him, you're going to have to be the baddest martial artist on the planet, man, because you got a big mouth, you know, he's opinionated. So he's definitely going to get a lot more training before he's 18 years old. I mean, he's already training now, but he's going to have to be a Navy SEAL type by the time he's 18. But, you know, my question to God was, am I putting him in harm's way? Because, see, I don't care what happens to me, but I literally had to have that discussion because there is a fear factor of what impact it will have. Now, if I train him right, he's not going to care. If I'm able to lead him enough, he's going to say, I got this, Dad. And he probably will. Who knows? If 80 million people are supporting him, he's got no problems. I'm going to come back to this 80 million number quite a bit. Because I want you to ask yourself, what happens when those 80 million people abandon Facebook and Twitter? I mean, really abandon it. Don't go on it anymore. Let me give you some examples. The left tried to take out Chick-fil-A. You remember that? Because the guy supported religious freedom. They survived. Chick-fil-A did. They tried to take out Hobby Lobby. Same reason. Oh, you got to, you know, give abortion in your insurance packages. And they were like, no, we're not going to do it. We shouldn't be forced to do that. Speaking of spiritual stuff, religious stuff, they've tried for decades to take out God, and most certainly they have failed in that regard, and they will never succeed there. The point is this, folks. They can't cancel us when we unite. They can't. There are more of us than them. They know this. That's why they do these propaganda campaigns. We'll be back. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day. If any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem, and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I got a lot to talk about today. I'm going to talk about woke culture here in a bit. The next hour, I'm going to talk about the big backfire by some prominent leftists. I'm going to talk about London and how they're getting a lesson in leftism and many other things. Google, by the way, is upending education. I'm going to talk about education now because I want to talk about it in terms of 80 million people. I don't know how many people listen to this program. We don't even bother to count. I do know this. I get your emails. I get your messages. I get your voicemail messages on our hotline, 844-551-8255. I know for a fact many of you are opting into Kev Perks, where you can get your prescription drugs reduced. I have one of my buddies call, he's in direct contact with the company. So, I know that you're out there. I just don't know to what degree, and I don't try to care. I have to believe that it's all God's plan, that whatever message that needs to get out will get out. But I do know this, if we stand united, there is nothing the left can do to us. Nothing. They can pass laws and we can ignore them. The reason why I started Seeking Educational Excellence, folks, speaking of education, look at the name, Seeking Educational Excellence. Getting rid of this diversity, equity, and inclusion nonsense. The woke generation, the cancel culture people, the people who, if they disagree with you on anything, they want you obliterated. They want your carcass in the dust, spread across all of the continents. They don't ever want to know you existed. It's what they're trying to do to Donald Trump. It's what they're trying to do to the conservative movement. It's what they're trying to do to anybody that believes in religion. Certainly Christian religion. They have names for you if you don't follow their doctrine. You're a denier if you don't want to believe that global climate change is nothing more than weather. And a host of other things. They are the most dirty, despicable, littering, child pornographers. Anything that is the dregs of society, they represent it, and they want it to appear as though you're the bad guy. You're the bad guy. I don't need to make any comparisons between Donald Trump and Joe Biden for this to sink in. I don't need to make any comparisons between your views on them and their views on you. We say all the time, hate the sin, love the sinner. As Christians, hate the sin, love the sinner. Oh, you're anti-gay. No, I'm not. You're a heterophobe. I'm not anti-anything. I mean, I'll give you my opinions about stuff and there are things that I find appalling. But if you want to do it, fine. But understand there's going to be a consequence to your actions. That's the difference between conservatives and leftists. They tell you what you can and cannot do. I say do what you want. But understand there may be a blowback. How do we change these guys? So one of my buddies, he tells me that he listens to my show, but he prefers it without the commercials. And I didn't say anything. But let me say this to you. You know what those commercials are? That's my paycheck. That's what those commercials are. So you want to skip through them? You want to convenience yourself? That's fine. I get it. I do it. When I'm watching TV, I'm like, oh, and I try. They do it now where if you're watching something, you can't skip through it. But if you choose to, fine. But understand that's my paycheck. I'm not going to moralize about it. I'm not, oh, you suckers out there skipping through commercials. No. You do what you want to do. I just want you to understand that if you want me on, if you want me doing things and you don't want to contribute, that's my paycheck. You want to know what else is my paycheck? When you decide to tell somebody about the things that I'm doing. The reason why I tell you guys, this is what I've used. This is why I did this. Why did I set up Seeking Educational Excellence? Because I didn't have enough on my plate trying to fundamentally change education. We are working to get transparent. We call it the American Transparency Legislation into all the states where parents have to know what their kids are being taught. We're working right now to get, at some point, we're changing the, we have to set up a 501c4 in PACs, but we're going to be going after school boards. We want to get people elected on school boards so we can get rid of these idiots that are passing this legislation to let all this crazy stuff come into our school system. California is now, I think on March 18th, all schools will teach critical race theory, a racist doctrine. It's already happening in Illinois. Why am I doing Seeking Educational Excellence? Because I got nothing better to do, huh? I'm doing it because it solves a problem.
And I don't see anybody else solving that problem. I see a lot of people making a lot of money on education, but I don't see them solving the problem. So that's what we're going to do. The reason why I started the Flick Fest is because Hollywood would not let me get my movie out, a movie about truth and policing. And I said, you know what? I'm going to do something on my own. You're not going to stop me anymore. I will be my own distribution outlet for myself and the many other filmmakers who are frustrated. The tens of thousands whose work you've never seen, that is absolutely amazing work. This isn't some YouTube B-lister site that you go to and go, God, this is horrible. This is a site that is spectacular. The films on there are amazing. In any particular week, we load more films than Netflix, and none of them you've seen. Are you going to enjoy them all? No, but you don't enjoy them all on Netflix. If you find one you don't like, watch another one. I guarantee you there's stuff on there you'll like. And send me a note. I'll tell you which ones I absolutely think are stunners. Happy to do it. But here's what I'm trying to tell you. Can you imagine if 80 million Americans said, Kevin, I'm going to support you and go join the Flick Fest and get off of Netflix or stay on, I don't care. But if you get off of it for a third the price, I'm going to join your site. I'm going to support you. What do you think Netflix would do? They would be in triage. And you know what we'd be doing? We would be creating products that speak to your vision of America. We'd be creating TV shows and documentaries and movies that speak to what you want to speak to. Hollywood would be in shambles if 80 million people decided every month, I'm going to watch the Flick Fest. I'm going to go over here. I don't know whether you're on it or not. Look, folks, let me say this to you. You can do what you want with your time, your energy, and your money. But don't tell me there's cancel culture. See, Fox News may not have me on right now, but if 80 million people came to this site and said, we're going to support Kevin Jackson, Fox News has no, they have to cover me. And so does everybody else. Because they'll be going, who is this guy? A black dude in tech, you know, who's got a site that competes against Netflix. Netflix has 120 million people on. They make billions of dollars every month. And they put out Hollywood type stuff. What do you think we would be able to do? I'm just giving you a for instance. 80 million people going on listening to Bongino's show. He's already making a fortune, but what if guys, do you understand that when you go to my website and read my work, fractional pennies come to me. When you watch my videos on YouTube, fractional pennies come to me. 80 million people, let me put it to you this way. If 80 million people went to my YouTube channel and watched 1 hour of my of product, 80 million hours, I'd get a check for a quarter million, maybe more. I don't know. I've never even come close to those numbers, but it would be hundreds of thousands of dollars. And all you got to do is go there and watch. Can you imagine the power you have? That's why I'm telling you, support our activities. And if you can do it the way some people have done it, Jamie and Angie, who joined my team, and many others out there, holy cow, even better. But it's up to you. There is no such thing as cancel culture. 80 million people can prove that in this instance. And I'm 6 degrees of separation from them. So you have the opportunity to show the left that they can't cancel us. They want to cancel Donald Trump. I'm going to make you a bet. He's going to be more politically strong outside of politics than he ever was. This is a guy who put his – he was building golf courses and resorts. You know what he's building now? An army of righteous conservatives. They think this guy can build beautiful buildings? Wait till he puts his brand on politics. It's already started. He's got 80 million supporters that he can potentially bring together. I don't know what he's going to do with his. But a subset of that, if 2 million of those said, Kevin, we're going to support you every single day, everything that you do, I promise you folks, I make a significant impact. I'm not talking about giving me a dollar, just talking about clicking that button.
Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.